Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Last year, there was an idea to bring together former University of Miami athletes from different sports and turn them into highlight players. Now, their stories are part of a new documentary called Magic City Hustle from Billy Corbin and Raconteur Films. That's the same makers of The U, Parts 1 and 2, and Cocaine Cowboys. The films will premiere this Saturday at the Miami-Dade College's Tower Theater. It's part of the Miami International Film Festival. And we spoke to Billy Corbin between edits as he makes the final touches to the film. And we started with how this idea came across his desk.
How did you find the story? And what a fascinating story. Former UM athletes, football players, baseball players, you got a little bit of a lot of things, becoming highlight players. Where did that come from?
As I recall, I first read about it in the Miami Herald, who had covered it very early in 2018. And then I was talking to a friend who works at the casino, who said, "Did you hear about this?" I said, I did hear about this. I said, "You know, you're interested in meeting the guys?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll come and meet the guys." And I don't know that I thought it would make a very good documentary, to tell you the truth. And then I came and met the players, some of whom I knew. Kenny Kelly was a legend. In fact, that's his nickname. And Highlight is legend. And he was legendary at the University of Miami because he was both a Hurricanes quarterback and he was a professional baseball player. He had been drafted. So he was the guy on campus, a big man on campus. You know, Kenny Kelly was involved, and which was kind of cool. And then guys I'd heard of, Tenar Davis and Nate the Great Brooks. And I was like, I came in and started watching them at North Miami Amateur Highlight where they were training. These guys had some of them world-class athletes. Some of them went on to play professionally in baseball and football, track and field. And they had never played highlight before, okay?
Right.
Some of them had never heard of highlight before.
They couldn't even pronounce it.
Jalala, they called it. And so they put a cesta on their hands for the first time in their lives in January or February of 2018. And on July 1st, 2018, ready or not, they became professional highlight players.
Whose idea was this, to bring former UM athletes together to make them into highlight players?
My understanding, it was the COO at Magic City Casino, which growing up we all knew as the Flagler Greyhound track. And so the COO, Scott Savin, and so he thought, well, why don't we, you know, we've given a lot of money to the school. Why don't we try to do something for the former athletes, and because where are they now? What do you do after the game?
How much of it was to help the former athletes, but how much of it was, and because it's, look, highlights a sport that used to be so popular, and it's if it hasn't died, it's
dead.
It's barely hanging out. Yeah. And so how much of it was kind of like, well, wait a minute, maybe we get some former celebrities, local celebrities, maybe we can build it back up. Was that ever an intention?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think they thought it was a win-win-win all around. I think there was a lot of reasons why they were doing it. And listen, the main reason, the movie's called Magic City Hustle, and that's because this thing's a hustle for everybody. Make no mistake, it's not just the players, it's the owners of the casino, it's the denizens of the casino who come in there to try to, you know, get a jackpot every day. Literally, they're outside the gates before opening. It's wild because it's a local casino, which is, it's a funny scene, you know, because it's like the people there, it's not a tourist attraction per
right,
se.
Exactly.
It's like all the abuelos y abuelitas from Fountain Blue and West Miami and Flagami and Little Havana all convene there. And so it's like a fun, like, scene, you know, and it's like Cayocho, like in a casino.
You know, in the film is really interesting. You know, they reach out to the players and they send emails to the players inviting them to do this.
The email said that Magic City is looking for male athletes to try out for their new highlight team.
I need some clarity on this, basically. It's like, did you send this to the right person? All right, I knew it wasn't no joke, but did you send it to the right person?
And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm not gonna do this. And then I got another email. So I'm like, okay, let me see what this is all about.
Did you even know how to pronounce the word?
You gotta ask Amanda. I came to her and I was like, Jalala. Jalala.
And I was like, Jalala. Highlight? He's like, oh yeah, however you pronounce it.
What I find interesting is that, I mean, a lot of these guys grew up down here. How did they not know about Highlight?
Well, the one guy who says Jalala, he actually, L.A. Bradley, he's from Virginia.
Okay.
So he came down here for college and then never left, as you do. I imagine if you're from Virginia and you come down to Miami for college, you never want to leave. But then his girlfriend there that you heard in the clip, Amanda, she's a Miami girl. So she was like, Jalala, you mean High Lie? And he goes, the only thing I know about High Lie is from the Dos Equis commercial, you know, where the most interesting man in the world is like the younger version of him, like all CGI and brown bearded is like playing... playing in a fronton, and some of the other guys, they knew like the Miami High Lie jingle from like the TV and radio spots,
right.
But very few of them had ever been to see a game or had ever thought about playing a game.
You know what? And I was thinking every time I talk about High Lie, because I haven't seen it in almost 15 years, and I think about it, and I always the conversation always goes to what killed it, but you point out in one of the conversations in the movie. And I didn't think about this. The lottery, and they did have a 2-year strike at one point. The players did.
Longer, yeah. I mean, it was a 1-2 punch, and they happened at exactly the same time. First thing was the Florida lottery was introduced. First, the scratch-offs, and then the lotto itself. And that suddenly became competition for other gambling options. You know, you didn't have to schlep to a High Lie fronton, figure out how the hell to bet on it. Then you had the strike, and as you said, it was over. It was actually closer to 2.5 years, and to this day, it holds the record for the longest strike in the history of professional sports. So with that 1-2 punch, by the time you came out of the 80s into the early 90s, you went from $1 million days at Miami High Lie to basically crickets in the fronton.
I'm talking with Billy Corbin of Raconteur Films. He's behind the new documentary titled Magic City Hustle, which premieres this Saturday at the Tower Theater as part of the Miami International Film Festival. The documentary follows the story of former University of Miami athletes taking on the sport of High Lie. Yes, it still exists. It's at the Magic City Casino. Magic City Hustle, that word has really so many meanings, so many layers in this movie. But I really love how at the beginning, we don't jump into the High Lie. We follow some of these guys' lives. And those who are still living in Miami, they talk about the Miami hustle.
Well, just a few weeks ago, you had the United Way release its study that showed that 60%, that's 60% of Miami-Dade County residents, cannot make ends meet. At least 19% are...
We did it on the show.
Absolutely. 19% living in poverty. The balance are essentially what we call the working poor, who are working their butts off but cannot cover just the basics in life because of cost of living. Rent, groceries, transportation to and from work and school. And we are turning into a third world economy. And the Miami of today is the America of tomorrow. So this is a sneak preview, I think, of where the rest of the country is going. And, you know, everybody calls it now the gig economy. You know, we call it the hustle economy here in Miami. And this is the ultimate hustle town. No one can get by with just one job. So you had these guys who had a series of side hustles. You know, they're not doing one thing. They're doing two things. They're doing six things, some of them. And then all of a sudden, they get this email that says you can win up. We got a pot of like $400,000 plus a salary, plus dental, plus medical. And they're like, we can set these other things aside. I mean, if you have a career, Miami's not a town, I'll put it to you this way. There's no factory where we all go to work for 30 years, at the end of which they bring out the cake and the watch and we have a retirement. That's not how Miami works, you know?
One guy's an Uber driver, one guy's an ice cream truck driver. Well, that's one of his jobs.
One of his jobs.
I mean, you had guys who were just, they had a lot of different things going on at one time.
Bartenders, real estate, selling cars, hip-hop producers, running a beauty salon, just running a security company, doing, radio announcing for FIU football. I mean, you trying to coach on the side. One guy is a cop, a model, an actor, a sports broadcaster. He's a podcaster now. I mean, like, nobody has one thing going on. You can't to make ends meet here. And that's really, it's not about High Lie. That's why it's called Magic City Hustle. You know, it's about sort of Miami as a case study in the gig economy, I think.
Going to the sound of the film and the music they use, you have a variety of South Florida bands, some of them that we featured. I mean, Lemon City Trio, Magic City Hippies, Spam All-Stars. Why is it important? You know, in making sure that you're making this film about South Florida, that you keep that Miami experience.
It's funny, you know, we were watching a rough cut a couple weeks ago. My wife said, "This is the most Miami thing you've ever done," which I think is high praise when you look at our body of work. And
Cocaine Cowboys and the U and all that. Really, wow.
And I think she's not wrong. This is the first doc I think that we've ever done with no original score. For me, I was like, you know, it's a verite doc, which is a follow doc. You know, we it's sort of a season in the life of these characters where we follow them around. Yeah, there's interviews and there's some archive, but mostly it's the follow stuff, you know, and it's just real life kind of unfolding before the audience's eyes and our eyes in real time. So it kind of felt like, you know, maybe we don't do a score to kind of push the emotion per se, but we just engage. I think there's as many as 35 different artists, all local Miami artists and bands and composers and musicians. And some of them have a couple tracks on it, but for the most part, we just wanted to find a diversity of sound that represented Miami. It's like, yeah, these guys have a lot of Kane swagger. And incidentally, they have, I think, something like tripled or quintupled the number of African-American players to ever play in the history of High Life. So, but it's not all hip hop. You know, there's a lot of, Miami is pretty diverse with respect to music because there's so many different people who like so many, have so many different tastes. So I wanted to be a cross section of that and representative of that.
Do you think this movie, because again, it got me thinking about High Life and I hadn't thought about it in so long. Do you think this movie changes people's view of High Life? I'm not saying that you're going to save the sport. I'm just wondering, do you think that people might say, wait a second, I it's right here in our backyard.
I don't necessarily believe that it will save High Life, but I got to tell you, what convinced me ultimately to make the doc and to follow these guys was I like the guys so much. You know, they're all humans. They all have their flaws. But you root for them. They're underdogs.
And again, that's Billy Corbin of Raconteur Films. You can learn more about Magic City Hustle, see photos from the film, and learn more about the upcoming Miami International Film Festival by going to our social media, WLRN Sundial. Still to come, if you're a movie lover, he's been a part of your life for years. We'll hear about the New World Symphony, a concert coming up being conducted this weekend by the legendary John Williams. That's all coming up next.